Hello everyone, welcome to Bubblecast episode number 14. I am Kid Skill, of course. Tonight we have our kick, Wojarn and Webmaster.
Hey everyone.
BBN Steve from Pokemon Palace Network.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
And finally, Pi, your friendly neighborhood BBN Jamal.
Hi everybody.
And this is a catch-up episode. We're going to talk about AG 176, 177, and 178. And we're going to get to it right now, so let's go, shall we? To actually begin it with this statement. Now, before we begin, I'd like to apologize for the extensive delays of this particular Bulbacast number 14 of about 3 weeks. It was because of several different factors, including testing, sinus problems, and other connection issues and mic issues. But here we are right now.
Forgot conventions.
Yes, and conventions also. So, we are here tonight to rectify the situation.
Yeah.
Yes, we know about these.
You will get your
high quality language.
Bulbacast.
We got to fix a Bulbacast tonight, and we got to make sure that you're ready for it. So, let's get ready by going to the first episode analysis, AG 176, which is Navy Jim.
Oh, yes. I've been watching this episode over and over recently.
So, to the storyline of this particular episode. Basically, have Foxy coming home to Navy Jim.
Yay.
Finding it in a mess. Look like,
as usual?
As usual.
Yes.
His parents can't keep that place
it looks
looking
like,
nice.
It looks like the Barnum & Bailey Circus took it over, but with the colors, but yeah. In any case.
And his parents are going off on a second honeymoon. Is that...
All expenses paid thanks to Team Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Indirectly thanks to Butch and Cassidy. Whoops! We get... Hey, I'm not sure if you guys caught that, but Delibird actually gave them the tickets when it was supposed to give them to Butch and Cassidy.
Yep.
As well as everything else that it gave them and then took back later.
But once again, they've screwed up.
Yeah. So. And because of it, Brock is probably going to have an 11th sibling soon. Well, no, he would have a 10th because he is the oldest of 10, so he has 9 siblings, so it'll be the 10th. The numbers are kind of screwed when it gets that
high. Number, child number 11. That's all you need to know.
Child number 11. I'm putting money on it.
Did they make the screen wide enough to show them all? Side by side?
Unless they broadcast in 1080p.
Yeah, because that's a lot of kids to line up, and you know, I think they tried in this episode, and it kind of like...
Yeah, they had to do a scroll thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, poor Brock.
That or they had to take a shot from about 20 feet away. Wasn't really good on their part.
Poor Brock.
Once again, he has to deal with all of the...
Now, I think, though, that one of the bigger things besides the whole family issue would be that Brock's Onix has finally evolved into a Steelix.
Off screen, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the only downside.
I mean,
but you gotta admit, a Steelix is really cool, and it was great to see Brock's reaction when he finally realized, oh, hey, that's my Onix! It's a Steelix now!
I mean, it's been about 170 episodes since you last seen it. So.
And yet, Geodude is still a Geodude. He's just a Geodude.
Well, maybe
he's just a dude.
Brock needs to carry him again.
Mm. Yeah, that was the other downside of this episode. Brock did not actually take his new Steelix or his old Geodude or anything with him.
Which... kind of kills the whole maybe Brock is going to get back into training thing that had been going around a while back.
Well, that's Yeah, he doesn't seem to be going for what he said at the end of the Hoenn League, was it? Where he's like, oh, I'm inspired to train again. I guess that was just a line that they...
They needed to kill 30 seconds.
Yes, animation needs to kill a lot of things. But mm-hmm. Needs to kill the animation director. No, never mind. In any case, moving right along.
There's still other things. There were still some other great moments in this episode, though. Like seeing the Charizard and Aggron being used by Team Rocket. Much cooler Pokemon than they usually get. Although,
and
I gotta admit...
They did rather well with them.
Oh, yeah!
For a while, anyway.
I mean, I don't mean that as any offense to the other Pokemon. I mean, I love Hawk and Sivir.
But can you imagine Team Rocket using those two Pokemon in a battle against someone who isn't Ash?
It did kick serious butt.
Yeah, we've got to admit here, the only reason Team Rocket lose is because of the awesome character shields on Ash and any Pokemon he controls.
It's like some sort of an Aurora.
Well, that, and he's like the hero of it.
Anyone within 5 meters of Ash cannot lose a Pokemon battle except by act of plot.
Or if they're the one that Ash is fighting.
Well, like in a gym battle or a...
Yeah.
So anyone fighting on Ash's side will not lose except by act of plot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. He is the hero after all.
Also.
Now continuing on.
Also, what was it that Lola bought? What was that? That thing she bought on their honeymoon. What was that?
No.
I'll have to check, actually.
Cause it's just like she pulls it out. I gotta say, I have a mother who collects a lot of really, really random things. She's on a book collecting thing right now.
Talking about that.
I have seen her buy some pretty strange things, and my mother has never bought anything like that.
Oh, you talking about that pink-headed thing?
The thing with the lips, and it was like a giant.
It looks like a baton.
I don't know.
It looks like some sort of baton.
I usually know what those things are. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, that's gotta open the episode now and just have a look at what the heck this is, because I have no idea either. Yeah.
It's got feelers on it. I could speculate what it is, but then this Bulbacast would be rated R or worse.
I think the most speculation.
Well, admit if it's Brock's mother is always thinking about him, and she knows exact needs.
Find out what it is, and if you have anything more to say on that subject, go
okay.
To
wait
the
a
second.
I think
Brock is looking at it in one of my screenshots I have pulled up here, and he doesn't know what it is.
Yeah,
just
he's
by
like,
the expression
what
on his face.
The heck? Yeah, he was definitely. He was like confused and upset. He was like, "What the heck is wrong with you?"
Oh.
Yeah, I have total sympathy. I gotta say, I have some sympathy for Brock because I love my mom, but she does buy some really, really strange. And but I gotta say that completely trumps anything.
I think
my
that's
mom
a universal bought. Thing. I think all moms buy strange things.
Yeah.
Like clocks, 15,000 clocks.
I'm gonna have to look out for that if I ever become a mother.
I don't know. Maybe
like,
it's just a mom thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Pi will do it when she's a mom.
Yep.
Okay, I've just looked at this scene and I'm going, what the fuck is that?
we could turn this into a shipping dock if we keep doing this.
Well, I don't know. Those feelers have got to be for something.
What is it?
Yeah, but Brooke's a man.
Yeah, that's something for her.
Yeah, the thing that's just a bit too big. But no, seriously, someone has to do a doujinshi with just trying to figure out some use for that. But I mean, I got
bet
no
you there
idea.
Is going to be one after they hear the cutting room floor.
I gotta say.
I don't know.
I gotta say, it's kind of a shame that we're switching dubbing companies because I would love to see 4Kids try and explain that thing.
The same weird
souvenir. They probably
souvenir,
just like paint it over and put
souvenir.
Like something. They probably give up, paint over, and put something normal there. I mean, because that...
I don't understand why she didn't just have a box of Tropical Island Manju or something.
Yeah,
it doesn't make much sense to
me. Why did they do that?
Because they need to show that Brock's mother is totally screwed up in the head.
Yeah, I guess.
Poor Brock.
But she's smiling. What the hell?
Anyway.
I don't want to get into the subject.
Needless to say, it's a weird item, and it's staring at me with one eye, and it's got these lips, and I'm going to kind of like scroll back up.
I'm going to have to make a Wikipedia article on it. The thing that Brock's mother bought.
So, this episode, there was a battle in here somewhere.
Yes, and also not to neglect the fact that Nyarlathotep tried to steal the Pokeballs in the gym, which was totally overlooked by us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then Max was like, oh my god, it's you.
Question, why does the gym have so many Pokeballs when they're never used?
As far as we can
tell. It's probably reserved for the siblings.
That, or a collection, or, you know.
Well, I think a lot...
One other thing I've thought about... Maybe the gyms do scale their Pokemon to the trainers they're up against. So, like, that set we've seen are the most powerful set the gym has. But, say, those ones in the storage room, yeah, that's the weak level 5 Geodude that we pull out when we're facing just beginning trainers.
Hmm. Another good point.
Yeah.
Could be.
Maybe there's a Sudowoodo. Widow.
Which may cool. also help to explain why Ash is... finds it so difficult to beat gyms that we'd normally find very easy in the games. Because when we play them in the games, they're not using their best Pokemon. They're just using the Pokemon they pull out for the newbies. Yeah.
Well, see, but Ash always meets the gym leader first, and of course he has to show off his Pokemon skill, so he uses the Pokemon. Gym leader sees that, pulls out his best, Ash gets his ass whooped. Has to come back and do it again later.
Yes.
Yeah.
But well, he doesn't always get beaten the first
time. No, not always, but in general.
Yeah. Anyway.
It adds to the length of the series and character building for Ash, you know.
Yeah. Anyway.
He may be good, but he's not all that.
So in conclusion, what we can say is Brock's mother is a nutcase.
And otherwise this episode was awesome?
Brock's dad has no eyes, like Brock.
Well, yeah, no one in Brock's family but Brock's mother has eyes.
Doesn't have eyes. You'd think
well,
that they
genetics.
Could put that in.
It's genetics. It's the Punnett square. And I guess that the squinty eyes are just a totally dominant trait, so they completely overpower Brock's mother's lack of squinty eyes. So it doesn't matter what kind of eye she has. The squint's just going to completely take it over.
Imagine
wonder about
what would happen if you let Azami loose in that house.
Oh, no.
She'd probably get arrested for something that I don't want to talk about.
She's going to go Michael Jackson on him. That's another
No, we're talking about that.
I'm saying, like, think of her as a fangirl with a bunch of plushies just snuggling up to them, not doing anything nasty. It's like, oh, so cute.
Okay, that would be
whatever.
No, it's kind of like that cat in Azumanga Daioh. Always around.
I gotta wonder though.
That's scary.
Like I said about the genetics thing, it's kind of clear that Brock's father's squinty eyes are strong enough to like become the dominant gene. But if Brock had kids, and don't talk to me about how much of an if that is, because anyway, but if Brock has kids,
You'd be feeding
Brock
them.
Yeah, kids.
The thing that I want to wonder about is, would all his kids have squints?
It usually skips a generation, though, doesn't it? In genetic, every other generation.
But it didn't skip a generation with his father. Well, I don't know.
Well, I have to wonder, is the reason they squint because they've got bad eyesight and they've never been to an optometrist? Or is it just how their eyes are?
Just how their eyes are.
Okay, here's another question.
Brock has not crashed into any walls in the course of the journey. So,
okay.
That, I think, is good enough proof that his vision's fine.
It's just a physical thing. Physical trait.
Is Brock supposed to be representing someone of Chinese extraction or Korean extraction?
That is very difficult. Maybe Singaporean, maybe Philippine, maybe like a Filipino.
No, they wouldn't be drawn with the squinty eyes.
Yeah, but depending on
the Japanese never represent themselves with squinty eyes, even though they usually represent Westerners with slightly larger eyes.
At the skin complexion though.
Yeah, just looking at the skin complexion and looking at the eye thing, it's obviously they're going for to show someone more Asian than you'd usually put that person in an anime. I mean, I don't know if they are trying to show a different
nationality
here, but it seems like they aren't trying to show them as Japanese.
Well,
it's just the way he was drawn, and now they have to make his family that way, too.
You know what he is? He's hot, and that's all that matters.
But how can you tell? You can't even look into his eyes.
He's hot enough anyway. I look deeply.
Yeah, right.
He has looked into his eyes. He has shown his eyes once. Actually, that's a point. He's a squint. It isn't slanted eyes or anything like that. It is a squint, because we have seen his eyes when he got toasted by, was it Charmeleon or Charmander?
Charmander time. And there were some other points, too, Charmander. Like when he got smacked on the head with the bath and Arbok, and when he was showing it to the Larvitar. However, when we see the close-ups of the squint and we get to see the shine, it doesn't match up with when we see them open and he has the dot pupil.
And I will take this time out, so we're going to take this short time out, and we'll be right back after this message.
Need Pokemon information? Hey, there's only one place to get it. Pokemon Palace Network. PPN has game cheats, game information, episode information, movie information. Remember, don't get your daily dose of Pokemon anywhere else. That's PokemonPalace.net.
Evolutions has started. Join Evolutions. We want you.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yes, Brock is sexy. What? Anyway, the shine in his squint eyes, it doesn't match up with when his eyes are completely open with the dot pupils. So therefore, I think that when his eyes open all the way, his pupils just shrink into a dot, and we should move on from this subject.
I agree.
Yes, growing and shrinking is our focus.
Shrinking's bad.
That's what pupils do to adjust to light. As anyone who goes to the eye doctor knows, when they get their pupils dilated, and then they go outside and they're like, "Oh my God, my eyes!"
That's why I wear sunglasses.
Personally, I just think that any time I see Brock, "Oh my God, my eyes!" The goggles—they do nothing.
Anyway, let's move on to the next episode. Before we get looper reel another hour longer.
Battle Pyramid.
Battle Pyramid.
With all that cool gold stuff and
stuff. Told you it moved! I knew it!
What?
I told you all! Ha ha!
What?
I was right, that the pyramid would move.
Oh.
That it was mobile. I told you all, I was right.
Okay, good
and
for you.
And also, besides that it was also one. Oh, would appear again, and I was correct. Give me $1,000 for getting on a note.
So, what did you think of Yami Satoshi?
Very good. The person spirit
too
is called
late.
Pokelantis.
It was a joke that needed to be done years ago.
I don't know.
Seriously.
I thought it was kind of actually in better taste now that it's kind of an age thing. I mean, I don't know.
Now they can go, ha, we won.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I tried to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! For a while. I liked the characters, but I didn't like the game because the only people who were good at it cheated like mofos.
They still do.
Yeah, I know. I said I watched it for a while. I don't watch it anymore. I assume it's still the same way.
No, now it's on GX.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
You don't even have the original characters.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
GX bombed in Japan. That says
bombed everywhere.
Enough.
Except it's being, the second season got bought by some people in Europe. I don't know why.
Desperation?
Yes, and second seasons bought by Europeans have no relationship to this subject, so let's move on now. A European you.
Well, let's go back to the stupid, to the next episode.
Yes, anyway, 177, we've already keyed off of the first obvious point. The second one is the obvious reference of Hollywood movies. Can someone say Indiana Jones?
Tomb Raiders, man. Tomb Raiders.
No, it's Indiana Jones. The ball is Indiana Jones.
It is.
Yes,
but it's Pulp Fiction. Not the movie, but as in Pulp Fiction, as in the genre.
Yes. It's still cool, though.
Pretty pleased with Sugar on Top.
Yes, the giant rolling rock. A common theme.
Twice. And, of course, it did the same reveal by lifting up a stone or another inanimate object, and the ball comes rolling at you.
Well,
and you think they would have learned their lesson by the second time. Goes to show you.
Yeah, but people do forget, and education systems do fail, but that has nothing to do with
it. We know who built pyramids, so maybe they're just trying to model this after the pyramids of Egypt.
Perhaps.
Of course they were. Look at it. They did the whole yummy send-up. Of course it's going to be Egyptian.
Yeah.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Yeah, but anyway. The Egyptian pyramids weren't built by the Egyptians. Sorry.
Built by slaves.
No, they weren't.
Slaves! Built by people from outer space.
Yes!
They were built by...
Clefairy!
From outer space.
They were built by Clefairy! Anyway.
Anyways, yeah.
Reggie Rock.
Opinions.
Reggie Rock, what you think?
Reggie Rock was dull, boring, fit the character, but I don't like seeing legendaries just with trainers.
Yeah, the Articuno was
honest.
Okay, but the Reggie Rock...
For Pokemon, they're supposedly legendary. It doesn't really work.
I'm okay with them.
It should have been really something good, but I didn't...
I'm okay with them.
It's starting to look less like they're legendary and more likely they're just endangered species. With weird genetic flaws, so half of them can't breed anymore.
I'm okay with them being just, like, really rare Pokemon with a couple of special ones. But, you know, when they do show up, they should be a lot cooler than that. Like, Articuno was cool. This? Not really.
Well, that's because Articuno is cool.
What?
Well,
Articuno is cool. Articuno is really cool. Articuno is as cool as it gets.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Literally.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Its Japanese name is Freezer. How much cooler can you get?
Well, pair him up with Charizard, and there you go.
You get a lot of water.
You said Freezer, and I just went, huh? And I went, oh, wait, right. Yeah. Sorry, it's just because we've been talking about the Dragon Ball Z stuff earlier.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This episode just didn't do anything for me. It was a letdown in a way, because here you're thinking, it's going to be so cool.
Even the Yami thing could have been done.
Well, I figured it wasn't going to be that great, simply because, I mean, the way it was set up, we knew we'd have to do the thing again.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like they are trying to pad it out a little now so they can finish the arc right before Diamond and Pearl will be released without any filler whatsoever afterwards. They got no problem with filler now, just no filler afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm still holding on to my... It's going to be ending and Diamond and Pearl begin by...
Did you hear about the Diamond and Pearl previews coming around, that Jungle Thirst thing or whatever?
Yeah, apparently they've already got it in a playable form, so...
That's saying that it's coming sooner than we think.
Yeah. Which kind of begs the question, if they had barely worked on the game before January of this year, and now it's almost complete. Could this mean they're remaking Gold, Silver, Crystal with this?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like they would, but...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if rather than adding new stuff, they've taken a lot of old stuff for most of their stuff.
Well, how do we know that they had hardly worked on it by January of this year?
Official statements.
True.
Yeah. But that also could have been a misleading official statement on purpose.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what do they mean by hardly worked on it? Yeah, we've got the plot totally worked out and
all the
Pokemon figured out, and all we have to do is program the bloody thing.
Yeah, to a game developer, the system is really it's basically the heart of the game. I mean, you can have all the plot and region you want, but if you don't have a system, you don't have a game.
Yeah. They call that an engine.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they already have an engine. I mean, as far as we know, it's just a slightly upgraded Emerald engine.
That's true.
With better graphics.
Maybe it's the other way around. Yes. I mean... Maybe they just said, oh, well, we have the engine and everything already, as you already know, but we're just still working on all the upgrading of region and stuff. We know they've been working on these Pokemon for a while, so it's all just converting that information into game, isn't it?
Yeah.
They could theoretically get that done pretty quickly.
And they apparently have, if they're going to be previewing the game. Brings us back to the series, which, you know, we're probably going to get the segue into Diamond and Pearl here at the midsummer, end of summer.
Actually, wait a second. I suppose we shouldn't read too much into them having the game in a playable form, because even if they do have, say, the first couple of areas in a playable form, that would be more than enough to satisfy someone with a 5-minute limit on the game.
Yeah, that's about as long as previous last.
That's also
anyway.
Possible.
So it could be a while before
they're still shooting for a winter release. Is that what they said?
Winter release.
I think they're definitely going to get it done by then. Come on, guys, you can do it.
Yeah. So once again, you don't
remember we want creatable characters. We want.
Yes.
I don't think the beta testers have to go through and make sure the engine does not have errors.
I know.
Because look at the last couple of.
Well, not to mention they probably have to create another 50 or so Pokemon to go with the few they've already made.
I'm sure they've already made quite a few that they haven't told us about. But PBN, just to go back to the character creation. Much as I really, really want character creation, I think at this point we could safely say we're not going to be getting character creation.
We've seen the Diamond and Pearl hero. And I gotta say,
they look great. I'm really pleased with the design. I was like, yeah, that's okay with the last generation design, but I really like these.
I don't know if I like them going into the Wii game that they just announced.
Whee!
I don't know how we got to this Diamond Pearl discussion, but let's get to the next episode.
We did it only because of the timing of the series and how they're stretching it, and we just stretch it very far. That's how we got there. Do you think they'll do another Battle Pyramid?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'll never threaten your collection again.
Another section?
Yes, they will do another Battle Pyramid episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
So in summarization...
They have to have him win it.
So we're gonna have to see another Battle Pyramid at the end of the episode. Obviously, it flies away. It could fly like a helicopter.
Whee!
So
they stole that from Star.
Further proof that technology in the Pokemon world is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, well, we already knew that they'd gone above us in some things.
Oh yeah, they've gone above us in a lot of things.
Speaking of above us, that's a good segue right into the next episode.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the next episode. Oy. Same old tired formula.
Yes.
But somehow it's quite amusing.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing, though. When we saw the first title, Me, Sunny, and the rest of the channel were saying Visual NyQuil 2. No, Visual NyQuil 2. Visual NyQuil 2.
Yeah.
When I watched
But monkeys are interesting.
It should have been named... I mean, you just know that when it comes out in English, it will be called Slacking Kong.
Of course it will.
Unless the new dubbing company doesn't do the puns, in which case that's going to... That, I'm actually going to miss that if they don't do the puns. I like
but
the
think
puns.
About it, that other languages,
I know
they
don't
how pun it as much.
Yeah.
Because I looked at some Italian app titles and they didn't pun it at all. Okay. Basically...
Well, because the puns don't work in Italian.
Well, actually, there are some Italian puns, but not going to get into that.
But
this is serious King Kong stuff.
Yes, and because the whole scene where
Ash's hat getting stolen in, that's like, come on, been there, done that.
Why were the berries so important? I played the games, and all those berries are really, really common. Wow. It was just
it's a sacrificial
lot of them.
Thing.
I know, but it was just
with
a lot of...
the Sonansu in the Kabuki.
I would have just let Team Rocket have it. None of those berries are worth anything.
In those volumes, when you got a grand festival coming up, it's certain to be...
I think only the Nanab berries can be used for Pokeblocks anyway. I mean, the other ones you can use in Pokeblocks, but they're getting you, like, free Pokeblock that gives you nothing!
Pokeblocks.
I wasn't bored with this episode, but, you know, it was a done-before plot. I mean...
Yeah.
I liked the monkeys. That's about it.
Dan Steel.
And I gotta say, it's quite clear to me now that Ash is not nearly as attached to his Advanced Generation hat as he is to his original hat.
Where did he get that hat, by the way? Because I don't.
His mom.
I never actually.
Him,
his mom gave it to him.
Episode 2.
He gave it to him on episode 276.
Yes, which is the first Hoenn episode.
No, 277 is the first one.
But,
277 is the first
when he got his change of clothes.
One thing we should bring up quickly. Apom. Ash did not catch it. No one caught it.
Sadly.
But it looks very much like it will be following them for a short while.
Yeah.
Yes, I caught that too at the end when he got his
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's definitely coming after him. Especially with the upcoming episode title. But
yes,
I just thought it was really interesting because everyone remembers back when Ash caught his Primeape and it was a Mankey and it stole his hat and he's like, give it back to me,
you'll
suffer the consequences! And then now he's just like, you want that hat?
What is it with monkeys and his hat?
I don't know, I think they're comparing him to a monkey.
Well, I think that was to generate this feeling, a flashback.
But it's a completely different reaction, so it didn't really work.
Well, doesn't matter. The fans are going to see it. He got his hat took. Hey, wait, he had that happen back then, so, you know.
It's reminiscent.
And that happened.
Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. It's just something, a flashback element kind of thing.
Like with all of the, the few past episodes, there were nothing but flashbacks anyhow.
Yeah.
So they're following the theme, and we're going to see more flashbacks. And
well, they're trying to remind us of the roots of the series.
Anyway. Here's the whole main plot. The whole plot of this episode, and even though it isn't as detailed as it should be, Rocket Dan steals Haruka's badge case by way of... Actually, I forgot if one of the Pokemon took it and ended up sacrificing it to them.
They did.
Yeah.
Yes.
If one took sacrificed it to the slacking god that was just a mega.
Yes. And then in the middle of the episode, In the beginning of the episode would be Teda, who is a person who watches out over the general area and going after this problem for whatever time it is. But what I can say about it is that, well, they basically get their covers blown eventually and basically they meet up with them. The Rocket Dan gets revealed and we have a big fight. Slacking is not revealed yet. It's still in its regular form. It does not turn into it. It does not become revealed into its mecha mode until about 15 minutes in the episode, and then steals Haruka. And I'll be right back. Yes, okay. Bro.
King Kong's the whole nine yards.
Yay!
Complete with the swatting of the line. In this case, Swallow.
Yeah.
was rooting for the slacking, admittedly.
Yeah, but I mean, that was like verbatim scene from King Kong. Climbs up.
Yeah.
Stands up there with his cap, with his captive in his hand, and swats at the damn flying thing. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Blatant.
Blatant.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, frame for frame blatant.
Exactly.
Blatant. Very blatant.
That's the way I saw it. This was a King Kong episode, you know.
Yeah.
It was a filler, it was fun, but that's it.
And also the notes.
Except for the K-pom at the end. That kind of was a surprise to me. I didn't expect that.
Also note, as keen to background music I am, instrumental version of Spurt.
Oh, yeah.
It actually sounded better than the original version, and I can't wait until that CD comes out June 29th, which is in about 3 weeks from now.
I still miss Battle Frontier.
Everybody misses Battle Frontier, but you know what? It's time to go on.
Just get rid of that ending. That's all I care about.
I wouldn't mind keeping the ending. I mean, better this ending than the other one.
Nope.
We need nothing new ending now, because this one's already annoying.
Yeah,
it was annoying the day it was released. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. It is getting kind of irritating already. But I just want Battle Frontier back. I want it back.
Well, what about that speculated AA 2006, Advance Adventure 2006?
That would be nice, too.
It would be nice, but I really liked Battle Frontier better.
And apparently, that version would not be done by Garden. It would be done by someone else.
Already proven as a fake ages ago. Sorry.
Yep. Okay.
The guy who posted it originally on the Japanese forums was lying.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Yep.
Another reason we need to remember: just because something is on a Japanese forum doesn't mean we can trust it. They have its trolls, just like we do.
Yes, the problem is you can't really tell who's the trolls and who's the factual people.
Especially if you don't even understand Japanese.
Yeah.
Then it's all confusing to you.
It's all Greek to me, but that's another story.
I don't even want to think about that.
Yes, and not to talk about foreign language Pokemon or anything, but
yeah.
Two words, French Harley, but that's all I'm going to say. That'll just about wrap things up for Worldcast number 14. A very delayed Worldcast, but we have it out anyway. I'd like to thank everybody who
participated.
Yes, indeed. Archaic, PPN Steve, and Pi. I am Jesus Killer, and we will say goodbye, and we will see you next time for episode number 15. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Danny, me up.